You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame?
Now, see, I actually know this song. Not who's singing this. I know a much newer version. I didn't even know it was a cover until this one came on. Who is this song?
1955. Pat Boone, baby.
Pat Boone.
Pat Boone, baby. And I stated that the diamond ring was 55. That was 65.
Oh.
That was my fault.
Okay.
That was my fault. Mike spelled that out for me here on the sheet, and I missed that. But we're celebrating 1955 because that was the birth year of Sanderson Ford. We're broadcasting live from there today. Romy, I've been smelling that boiled crawfish now for an hour and a half. I'm about ready to chew my leg off.
We're
I'm so
at top
hungry.
Of the hour in less than 10 minutes, so we'll get a little snack.
Get to Sanderson Ford, Arizona Crawfish Company. Sanderson Ford, say, hey, what can we do to kind of thank all of our customers, past, present, and future, for coming out this morning, Sanderson, the Valentine's Day, President's Day event? What can we do special? I said, well, why don't we get Arizona Crawfish Company to boil up about 100 pounds of crawfish? So that's what we did. Picked them up at the airport last night live. Straight from our home state of Louisiana. Kept them alive all night long. We do that all the time.
You can keep them alive a week.
A week.
You just put them in an ice chest, cover them on ice, leave the drain at the bottom open so they got a little air and the water bleeds out, because if you fill it up and you have the top covered, it'll drown them. So you've got to be able to drain out. The melted water's got to be able to get out. We keep them alive a long time.
We got a true Cajun imported from Sulphur, Louisiana, doing the cooking, Boudreaux. So Boudreaux's cooking the crawfish. It's Arizona Crawfish Company. And Romy, Arizona Crawfish Company, have you guys set your date for the crawfish? The Crawfish Festival is the biggest thing we do all year long. Have y'all set your date yet?
First Saturday in August, August 1st.
Will it be in the same location?
Bison Ranch.
Up at Bison
Ranch. Overgard.
Okay, all right.
You know, we are talking about moving it around the state. There's so many lakes that are infested with crawfish. It's first and foremost a conservation effort where we try and trap as many crawfish out of the lakes because they're non-indigenous and the trout aren't big enough to compete with the crawfish. They can eat the eggs when they're small, but mm-hmm. you get a full-grown crawfish and the trout physically can't swallow a crawfish. So we try and help out the natural resources by extracting the crawfish, and there's so many lakes along that Heber-Overgard that are infested. It's a natural spot.
Now, if I remember
but
right.
Prescott has a lot of crawfish, yeah. And we've been asked to do it over there. So we're talking, when we trap down the rim a little bit, you know, we'll put it wherever we can trap crawfish. I'll put it that way.
Well, if we ever have it in Prescott, we'll have to give away our family secret spot for the hottest crawfish lake in the whole state.
I don't think it's really a secret.
It's our little family secret, isn't it?
I think everyone pretty much knows that has ever gone crawfishing or ever been to Goldwater Lake.
Last year's crawfish festival, how many pounds were caught?
Well, with the help of Matt Kimmerly and his brother Andrew and the Sanderson Tom car, because they brought their own boat, they brought their own traps this year. It was over 1,000 pounds between their boat and our boat in that week time that we pulled all out of Woods Canyon Lake.
All out of one lake. All right. So the first Saturday of August, Bison Ranch, Arizona Crawfish Company is going to be sponsoring again, third annual crawfish
This will be
festival?
The third okay. at Bison Ranch.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you want to trap, reach out to us at ArizonaCrawfishCompany.com. Facebook/Arizona Crawfish Company. You can sign up to help trap, and when we get enough trappers entered, we're going to turn it into tournament style.
Okay.
Have some fun and do some prize giveaways and have crawfish weigh-ins and, you know, really, really start making a dent. Because, I mean, 1,000 pounds out of one lake in a week is good. If we could do that on five lakes at one time, man.
We have enough people coming. We could serve that many.
You know, there's enough people coming and eating. There's not enough people coming and helping.
I get it. That's what I was
to trap.
That's the point I was trying to make.
They do their part in the conservation by consuming the end product.
You know, one of the things we talked about in today's article in the Arizona Republic, again, it's in the home section. We're in the Arizona Republic every single Saturday. We're in the Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson every single Sunday. We're talking about what projects you might want to tackle that could be considered romantic home improvement projects. And I will take credit for this one. A couple of years ago, it's been about 15 years ago, we put in a beehive fireplace in our master bedroom. And so we're talking about that in the article. And we have been inundated with emails saying, Rosie, are you going to tell the people about the new 322-page manual the federal government passed declaring do's and don'ts of fireplace installation?
Well, you don't
all went into effect January 1st. I didn't even know about it.
Well, they have to pass it so we can see what's in it. So now that
it's passed,
we'll get a copy and we can read it now. You know, you're not allowed to look at that before it's passed anymore, apparently.
Apparently, that's the new tradition, right? Don't read it. Just pass it. We'll figure it out later. Oh, my goodness. So one that we actually got an email from someone in Mesa saying, are you gonna mention to people that they now have a 322-page manual they have to abide by in installing this romantic fireplace?
If any institution could put in 300 pages on something that you contains a burning piece of wood, it would be.
Now I tell you what, on the way home from Wilcox, I was coming in the 60, came up through Florence, hit the 60, jumped off on the 202. Got off on Apache Trail Boulevard, and I went into the Weather Shack. He has more electronic fireplaces on display than anybody else in town. If you're looking for fireplaces or fire pits, get over and visit Jonathan at the Weather Shack, Apache Trail in the 202.
And ask him about the 322 pages.
Yeah, he told me about it.